it will not. You say, oh, you're very negative. Huh? No, I have a better answer for you. It will not get better. We can grow stronger. We can burn hotter. We can shine brighter. Because if our hope is the world turn better, it's outward. What if it turns worse later? Then again, you are shaken. But you grow stronger, you burn hotter, you shine brighter. No matter what happened outside, you will always stand. You will always stand. So our focus is wrong. We are praying. No, of course, pray better. You can pray better, but that's not the way to go. And the Bible tells us it will not get better. But the Bible also tells us we can grow stronger. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. Darkness will increase. Light will shine. So it will not get better. It will not get better. Trust me. People say I'm negative. No, I'm not being negative. I'm like Jeremiah 23. Everybody say peace, peace. No, I'm not saying peace. Because the Bible says it will not get better. But we can grow stronger. We can burn hotter. We can shine brighter. That is the way to go. I'm doing you a favor, young people. If I tell you that it's going to get better, I'm bluffing you. It will not. It will not get better. But you can grow stronger in the grace of the Lord. You can burn hotter by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can shine brighter because there's grace and anointing. But you have to be real, deep, and authentic. Even myself, right now, if this storm comes, I'm not going to make it. Trust me, I know myself. I'm honest enough. That is the key thing. Let's go to verse 2. Now Jesus gives the five words, which is very important. First one, he said, be watchful. Be watchful. That means pay utmost attention. Take heed. Don't be casual. Listen to what I'm about to say. See, unfortunately, a lot of time, we are not paying attention to watch. You know, the most mentioned word when Jesus talked about end time is always watch. Pay attention. Pay serious attention. I'm telling you something that you need to pay attention. That is the key thing. And I say again, you know, later you go down to verse 3. Jesus said, if you do not watch, there are consequences. People who don't watch, often they will suffer loss. Because they are not paying attention. That's why Jesus used the illustration, I'll come like thief in the night. Jesus is not saying that he's a thief. He's using the illustration. He's not a thief. It's just that you don't pay attention. Basically, he's saying is that if you know thief is coming, you know what to do, isn't it? You still open the door and sleep, then you deserve it. You will what? Watch. Yeah, and call a few policemen to sit with you too. Now there's this SG security app, right? Yeah, just come now, okay? Yeah. Watch. No, we have to watch. Watch what God is saying. God, watch what's warning us. Every one of us, there's something that God is warning us. And asking us to pay attention. Everyone is different. Of course, in the generation, there is a general God asking us to pay attention. Like Psalms 2, Luke 21. But that individually, every one of us can say, watch, pay attention to this. Pay attention to that. And over the years, God always shout at me, it doesn't feel nice. Ouch. You know, I thought I'm so holy. Ouch. There's something else. Ouch. I thought I'm very honest. Ouch. I thought I have integrity. Ouch. You know, yeah, all the ouch, you know. Sounds like pain is your friend. But if you don't, you suffer loss. I suffer loss. We owe it to ourselves. No, I'm not talking about losing salvation. I'm talking about you suffer loss. There's something that you can have. That's the key thing. And he went further. Verse 2. Verse 2. Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. There have been things, you know, the things that God calls you, you know, especially for us as a house, as a community, the IHOP lifestyle, the Joe Two lives. And no, I'll be very candid and very open. You know, that's my greatest concern. That's why we have this leadership gathering among Asia House of Prayer Leaders. You know, we, one of the things we always talk about is that, unfortunately, in many houses of prayer, we don't really live our IHOP lifestyle. We don't really do Joe Two assembly. We have to pay attention. It cannot be just a form. Let me tell you, there's only one answer at the end of the day. You know what's the answer? Gathering to pray. There's only one answer. Gathering to pray. It's so clear, you know, that I know this, there's many words, you know, quite a number of people over this last few months sent me, about, yeah, there's this prophecy about revival, great harvest, and so on. You know, my heart doesn't really move on, you know, by all this. Over the years, there's always this. My question is not whether there'll be revival this year. My question is, have we responded yet? Because unprecedented revival has to be the result of unprecedented prayer and brokenness and humility. Do we have that yet? I don't know. Unprecedented harvest does not just come automatically. It's people fasting and praying. I know about, someone asked me about Lou Engel words. I know what Lou Engel say, but you know, we focus on the revival in 2015. We didn't focus on that. He called to fasting and prayer. Right? Fasting and prayer. That's the key that we all focus on. Revival 2018, because Billy Graham died. I mean, how about next week if I die, then maybe there's a revival breakout in Singapore. Or, talk about 1938, John Sung. 1978, Billy Graham prophesied that Singapore will enter Asia, you know. Yeah, God does work in this 40 years thing, but my question is always this, why not last year? Why not 1979? Why not 1999? Does God work by numbers? Yes, but Bible has very clear principle. What does 2 Chronicles 7:14 say? If my people call by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. This is not about Project 2018 revival. Does that mean that 2018 no revival, we stop praying for revival? No. It's about our response. That is the key thing. I know, I say this, people say, oh, Kichon is very cynical. Maybe in 2018, no revival because I don't believe. No, I believe. But it's conditional. Fasting and prayer. Read through. Annabelle is an expert now, residential expert in revival because she has been reading revival book, right? Yeah. Every revival is because there are men and women who fast, who pray, who are desperate without the breaking in of God. They will not. Have we? I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough people in Singapore. I'm just asking the question, is there? I don't know. But who cares? I can respond. I can't manage the 200... No, I don't know how many Christians in Singapore. I have no control of the whatever number of Christians in Singapore. I have control of myself. I have control of this community. That's why we always fast. Prepare yourself. May 1st, we are fasting again. May 1st to May 11th. Okay. So that one is going to be a Easter fast. You know, take turn, each one day. No water, no food. Yeah, don't go away. Vanessa, look, okay, planning for holiday. No, just joking. Okay. Yeah, no. No, I mean, welcome to this No Eat ministry. No, it's not because I want to torture myself. Because I want realness, deep authenticity. I mean, do we have God? I mean, I have. Is it enough? Of course not. Read the Bible. I feel so painful every time. Where is God? No, God is always with me. He never leave me and forsake me. I settled that long time ago. I want that reality break in so that the years of people here, they tingle. That is the key thing. We are contending for that. That's why the Lord doesn't say, strengthen what has become weak. You know, say this, verse 2. Strengthen the things which remain are ready to die. I have a reason. Later we end with the Bob Jones prophecy. Why I'm so hard on that? It's not because my requirement. It's God's requirement, whether it's through the word or through many prophetic words. Joel 2 lifestyle. Joel 2, 12 to 17. We gather. We press in for wholeheartedness. That is the key thing. That's why we came out of this term called stay in the river. But it's boring. That's why the prophecy, the river is only 4 inches deep. It's so boring. Real test of faithfulness is when you are when it's boring. You still stay there. Thank God 4 inches, you won't drown one. Unless you turn the other side, oh, then yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah. Yeah. So stay in the, but the key is strengthen what have become weak. IHOP lifestyle. Joel 2 lifestyle. That's why this year I'm going to talk again about what is IHOP lifestyle. Gathering together to pray is vital. It's where we release the fullness of God in our midst. That is the key thing. You know, I say many times, I'll tell young people again, and old people too. I can create an environment for us to go deep. I cannot force you to do it. I can't. You have to do it yourself. I have to do it myself. We are creating the environment. But I can't force you to do it. I can't make you fast. You know, that's dictatorship. That is Yo Kim Jong. Yeah, yeah. No, if you change all the J, like Jo Jong. Okay, whatever. And that's dictatorship. I can't. I cannot. I can create an environment for you. You have to be the one who wants to press in. How deep, how real, how authentic is depending on you. Everything is grace. We are creating the environment. That's the key thing. Let's go further. Verse 2. Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Listen to what Jesus said. For I've not found your works perfect before God. No, this is not, Jesus is not talking about attaining perfection. We don't know. Basically, what this verse is saying is that Jesus is saying tenderly, you know, I have not found your works perfect before God. He's saying, this is not what I want. This is not the way to move forward. Do something to change. Reorder. Reprioritize. Reschedule. Do something. That's why I know some of this really struck my heart. No, I'm no interest for more ministry or less ministry unless the Lord asks me. I'm more interest for more of Jesus. So next year I'm seriously readjusting my schedule and I want to travel less and so on. Yeah, only a few places I go, like Kaohsiung I go. Once in a while I go and see my daughter. Okay, and then collect some money. Yeah, not joking. Okay, verse 3. Well, 七月要来了,要存一点钱哦. 带我去吃。Okay, yeah. 孝顺吧,没有开玩笑。 Verse 3. Listen to verse 3. Third one. Remember. That's a third word. Remember. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. It's another very important word. Recall what God has invited you, what God has asked you. Every one of us, God has spoken to us. We have to recall. We have to remember. That's why over the last few months, I took much time to share about our prophetic history because it's something that God spoke to us. We have to remember. You know, this word remember is not some cold, hard fact or response. It's about the call. The remember is to cherish what God has called us, value what God has called us, treasure what God has called us. It's all the time we don't. We don't, you know. I will let you know what Alice said to me, Mr. Kichong. You know, I'm always honest one. You know. One of the things that Alice Mew always warned me is that the evil one always want me to quit. It's a fact. You always want me. You do anything to discourage me, so want me to quit. So it's a constant. I know it's like the bird of prey. Once in a while, and I fly. So yeah, but I have to always remember what God has called me, treasure, value, no matter how tough it is, how discouraged, how disillusioned, and so on. I don't quit. I remember. I mean, she told me one word that, well, I say, I don't know whether smile to laugh is a good word, but they still don't know what to smile to laugh. You know, sometimes God tells you something that you don't know to smile to laugh. It's a good word, but you don't know whether to smile to laugh. Okay, so this between me and the Lord. But remember, we have to keep recalling. Every one of us, as a community, every one of us. Why are you here? You're not here by chance. You're not here by chance. God must have spoken something to you. Or so on. Then you have to remember this. Yes, God, this is why I'm here. Why I call. And so on. Because when you remember, recall, you cherish, there's higher chances of you making that change. And so on. And turn back the key thing. Next one, hold fast. Hold fast. Basically means take hold. Take hold of it. Reach for it. Don't be casual and don't quit. Hold fast. Last one, repent. 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 That means respond. Repent is not just saying sorry. Repent, that means you do something, you change, you turn around, you realign to God, not man. No, don't align for me. I'm not interested. I always say, tell people, don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for me. That's the key thing. Don't pray because I'm on fast and I can't give you money. Do it for yourself. That's the key thing. I'll end with verse 3. Then I share with you the vision or dreams. The end of verse 3. Jesus said this, therefore, if you will not watch, it's a warning. Remember I said, people who don't watch, don't remember, often we suffer loss because we are casual. We are casual. Therefore, if you do not watch, it means pay attention. Take heed. Don't be casual. Don't keep saying, you know, sometimes we like to say, you know, we still have time, still have time, still have time. We still have time, but not much. But the time gets lesser and lesser and lesser by the day. Do you realize that today is March already? Before you realize, we celebrate Christmas already. But I have to celebrate my birthday first, then Christmas. Yeah, because my birthday is in the middle of the year. Okay, yeah. Okay. No. I'm not getting any hint now. Okay, don't worry. Yeah. But before, have you thought about it? Every other month, I'll flip my calendar. Wow, March ending already. Yeah, very soon. April coming because I start traveling. You know, it's a pain. I think about it. Yeah. Wow, and then, wow, before I realize, next year already. Yeah. Is very fast. That's why we have to watch. You say this. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come like a thief, and you will not know what hour I come upon. This is not talking about second coming. No, it's not talking about second coming. Firstly, is Jesus is not a thief, and when he comes the second time, he's not coming sheepishly, kind of like hiding and so on. Yeah, I'm here. You're here, there. No, this is not talking about second coming. When Jesus comes, the Bible is very clear. Everyone will see him. He'll be full of glory on the cloud and so on. There'll be a loud trumpet. If you don't hear, then something wrong with your ear, or my ear. And the angel will shout. So this is not talking about second coming. Coming like a thief. No. It's not. Because Jesus is not a thief. He's not going to come as a thief. He's not going to come like sheepishly, you know, like wear some garment. Okay, I'm here. You'll be surprised, you know. That is Santa Claus, okay. Yeah, no, it's just an analogy of if we do not watch, we will be caught. We will suffer loss because we are totally unprepared. This is talking about he's coming suddenly to hold account. You know, remember I said that the fragrance of Jesus is so strong, it still linger on even after he has left. A long time ago. Trust me, I'm in 30 years of ministry in a few churches. I see it with my own eyes. Many. The Lord has lifted up his presence already. They're still growing a little bit. They still have anointing. People still get saved. But you're seeing the beginning of the downfall. Because we did not watch. We did not pay attention. Jesus strengthened what has become weak. That's the key thing. It's so vital. No, that applies to our personal life too. No, I don't get excited when I, you know, last year I shared, I went to foreign school in certain country, preach, people cry and so on. I don't equate that as I'm walking well with the Lord. I don't. That's only grace. That's called anointing. Anointing does not define how mature you are, how intimate. I mean, ministry long enough, I can be feel really tired, bad mood, and so on. Call my wife, kick my dog, so whatever, then go there, totally unholy, and don't feel edified. And I preach, and the whole room cry. It's because of grace. It's got nothing to do with how well I'm walking. You know, sometimes that is a scary part if you don't pay attention. That's why it's the vital thing is real, deep, and authentic. Okay, I'm going to 15 minutes share two visions. Okay, I try my best. Yeah, every time I'm going to share two. One is mine. One is Bob Jones. Mine is obviously I'm younger than Bob Jones. So Bob Jones one is 1982. It's a White Horse vision. I want to share this because it's so important, especially for young people. You know, that's why I came out with this term. I'm that grumpy, or is it Amos came out? The grumpy old man behind barking at you. Stay in the river. Stay in the river. No. I wish I can use a whip, no, but I can't. Then the Lord will kick me, you know. Stay in the river. No, I cannot. Okay. Yeah. First one is I use the word vision. That's easier. So I don't explain too much. Remember, I had a vision in December 2009. Okay. Primarily, it's about the Lord calling us to be real, deep and authentic. Over the years, I always share pieces and so on because it's about timing and also whether God give me the freedom. Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit even more. Okay, I remember December 2009, I woke up by a loud voice. You know, I know it's about 6 plus, because 6 plus, because my wife go to work, she'll iron and lights on. Usually, I'll put the pillow over my face on, just to cover the light. Yeah, just to cover the light. because she need to iron, okay. There's a loud voice that shout like a trumpet, okay. Behold, I'm coming back quickly. Behold, I'm coming back quickly. No, this is not about specifically Jesus coming back soon, but talking about that. We are approaching the end of the age. And I saw interesting visions with all of us inside. Thank God. And so don't say, that's Kei Chong. No? Yeah, all of us inside, unfortunately. Okay, I mean, fortunately too. The Lord loves you and so on. Yeah, now, firstly, the vision is very funny. You know? Now it's funny. When I look at it, it's kind of you know, what's happening. Again, this vision is a vision that we need interpretation. Don't say that, no, this is truth and so on. No, I saw the vision, all of us. At the back of Joey will be very happy because got chicken wing. Yeah, no, not chicken wing. At the back of all of us, we all have a pair of wings. But it's very small, like chicken wing. Yes, yeah, now we laugh. And look at it. You know why? I was just troubled, you know. You don't fly with chicken wing, lah. Okay. We can't fly. And the Lord spoke very clearly. Yeah, I don't laugh. Please. No, it's very funny, right? Yes, I mean, when I look back then, I laugh. And then it's not funny at all then, no. Because if you see yourself small wing, trying to fly, I tell you, it's, okay, come back to the vision. Okay. Basically, God was trying to tell me very clearly that we are not ready. That's 2009, December. And two statements came very clearly. The first one is this, which I shared earlier. The Lord said this, tell them that they are not ready, including myself. Okay, tell them that they are not ready. Tell them they are not ready. I don't know how many times, not very long. Okay, then after pause for a while, then another statement came forth. Tell them that there's a requirement to prepare intentionally. Tell them that there's a requirement that you have to prepare intentionally. It always stuck in mind. If you still remember, I know, appreciate Chen Hong. She keeps all the, she's like the archive woman. She kept all the, I issue a sacred trust. You know, maybe Sarah should send to everybody. So it's the response of that. That we press in, that's where we lay out some requirement, so on, and that's for another day, you know. It's because it's about the Joe 2 lifestyle. It's about the IHOP lifestyle that prepare ourselves No, I'm not talking about just coming to do a form of prayer. Coming, engaging our heart with the Lord together. For the Lord to break in. It's about that breaking in. Okay. Take me to Revelation 12. I'm going to bring that vision a little bit further. Revelation 12, verse 7. Revelation 12, verse 7 and 12. If you know Revelation 12, verse 7 to 12 is primarily about what is going to happen at the end of the age, that great conflict at the end of the age, okay? It's not figurative, it's literal. It will happen at the end of the age, okay? We will be around. If you read Revelation 12, verse 7, the Bible says this, during that period, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, because it's going to be so intense. It's going to be so challenging. If we are not prepared, we are not going to stand. We are not going to stand. So this is what that vision is all about. Let me read a few verses. Then I share with you that vision. You know, it's in the context of the Lord saying, tell them that they are not ready. Tell them, including myself. Okay, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody, including myself. If Revelation 12 happens right now, I won't stand. Because it's that intense. The power of darkness is real. If we don't have that power, we will not withstand. Tell them that they are not ready. Tell them that there's a requirement to prepare intentionally. I say, well, in the Bible says we need to prepare. Revelation 19, verse 7. I can't think of the verse now. The wedding of the Lamb has come, and the wife has made herself ready. That is the requirement to prepare ourselves. No, even the preparing is basically His grace. It's not about we earning it, but we have to respond. That is the key thing. Let me read verse 7, Revelation 12. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angel fought. It has not happened yet. This didn't happen at the cross. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven and any longer. It's a great mystery. Even, do you know right now, Satan can have access before the very throne of God. That's what happened to Job. He accused Job before the very throne of God. That's a great mystery. That Satan still can have access until at the end of the age, the final 3.5 years of human history. Verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's why in the context of verse 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, because the earth will be so dark, so demonic. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2. If we don't have real light, we will not stand. As on Matthew chapter 25, our buying oil is so vital. Okay, I tell you the vision. It's also a little bit funny now, okay? Then wasn't funny, okay? The vision was that we are all in the prayer meeting or conference or something, all of us, okay? Of course, some of the people have left, lah, but yeah, all of us in the prayer meeting, okay? We were talking, you know, then there's a break talking, we discuss about power of God, we talked about end time, you know, and so on, so on. You know? But what really struck in my heart that there's a lot of discussion, just intellectual stimulation. Doesn't get very far, and including myself, even right now. You think my teaching is very powerful? No. No, I'm contending for apostolic preaching. I'm contending. The kind of Jonathan Edwards, you know, that doesn't mean you don't prepare, lah. Still have to be responsible, and you know, so on. So there's a discussion and so on remember, we are at the prayer meeting, and then we break, we discuss. Prayer meeting, house of prayer people, okay. Then suddenly what happened next is interesting. Okay, it's like Revelation 12, verse 7 to 9. You know, demons, principality begin to kind of like being thrown down. I know it's Revelation 12. Thrown down in all forms, you know, snakes and so on and whatever. Next one is quite embarrassing. Okay, you know what happened next? We all ran, including me. Okay, wow, director, house of prayer, ran. Oh, yeah, look at, thank God I'm looking. You know, I was shocked. We all ran. No one prayed. No one rebuked. You know, it's all this theory. That's why June, okay, you mark down your dates, okay? We're going to teach you spiritual warfare weekend. We want to believe God for healing to break forth, for demon to manifest in our midst, and we cast out demons, okay? You need to move in real power. That's the key thing. Is it June, Sarah? June, okay, we are trying to find the dates, okay? Yeah, partly it's my fault too, okay? Yeah, that's in the vision. Everybody right, including me. It's kind of embarrassing. Oh, wow, you know. Yeah, I usually run the fastest because I was a national athlete, okay? But in this dream, I wasn't the fastest, thank God. So I was one of the coward, but not the worst of all, okay? But everybody ran. We ran out of the building. Guess what? When we went out of the building, there were policemen outside. So we kind of like asked the policemen to help, you know, like you take train, you have all those policemen and so on. You know what the policemen say? Turn back. Turn back into the building. Kind of like we all shocked, you know why? I mean, it was so clear to me then. You know why? We are all in the Antichrist system. There's no way out. There's no natural solution unless you have that real history with the Lord, real power, real authenticity. There's no way to run. Nowhere to run. The whole system is under control. Unless you are real, deep, and authentic with the Lord. That's why we need to prepare ourselves. I don't know. Maybe it will not happen in my lifetime. Maybe it happened in a lifetime. Maybe not, and so on. But we need to have that. Real, deep, and authentic. Let me just read quickly since I have 5 minutes, okay? Then I'm going to go to Bob Jones, you know. I told myself this. You know, that's where we issue that sacred trust, okay? I wish my ministry, my house, will prepare more urgently, more seriously, more intentionally, so that we have great zeal, faith, and authority. And I say this, empty words or argument and mere head knowledge will amount to nothing at the end of the age. We need real, deep authenticity. That is the thing. You know, even right, if it happened right now, I'm not going to make it. Okay? I'm not pointing at you, I'm pointing at myself. I'm pointing at myself, okay? Few things that you need to intentionally cultivate. Then I'm going to read through quickly Bob Jones' prophecy. Let me go. And first one, deep and real walk with Jesus. Deep and real walk. I tell you, I so appreciate. I don't think it's coincident, but so timely, where one of the emphases that Alice Smith talked about is, may Jesus be so real in our life. We need to have that. Not just in our mind. It's not good enough. Go and read Colossians. You know, this week I read a book of Colossians. It so struck me. You know, the Bible said this, you are complete in Christ. That means victory is in us. We need to learn to walk out that completeness in Christ. Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And then Paul went further in saying this, he has wiped out everything. Now you can have victory. And he has disarmed every principality and power. Now it's an issue of learning how to walk out that victory. That is the key thing. Okay, so first one, deep and real walk with Jesus. Second, faith in operating with the Holy Spirit. That means walk with the Holy Spirit. That's why again this year I have a lot of plans. Hopefully I can all carry out. I want to take a few sessions to teach us about the Holy Spirit. Because remember the dream that I had? The Holy Spirit came and said, I'm here to help you. We need to learn to walk with Him. He is a real person. He's here to help us. And the third one, which is from Revelation 10, eat the scroll. Now, eat the scroll, that means internalize it, not just able to quote. The message has to be the messenger. The messenger has to be the message. Amen? Because we need realness, authenticity, and the depth. Biblical information is not going to be sufficient. We need that. I have a few passages. I have no time. You know. Just write down Hebrews 11, verse 7. Listen to this. This is really important. Listen to this. It's going to be unprecedented time. We need unprecedented confidence in the Lord. Jesus often used this to describe his day of return, the day of Noah. And then we have to pay attention to the day of Noah. We can learn a lot from Noah. God asked Noah to build a boat. In a way, it's an ark. Just use the term boat. Sounds more familiar to us. God asked Noah to build an ark, a boat. You must know then was unprecedented. There was never rain. Never rained. No such thing as boat. What? Boat? Boat? What is boat? What makes the difference is Noah knew the voice of God. He heard correctly. We need to have that. Because what is going to be ahead 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, is going to be unprecedented. Whether in time of trouble or in times of the work of the Lord, you want to look back, you will not have all the understanding. That's what Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19 says, what? Forget the former thing. I'm doing a new thing. And God's doing a new thing means unprecedented. Unprecedented means you've never seen it before. If you don't have the confidence in the Lord and you hear Him correctly, every one of us will all be offended. Noah have no crew. So I can imagine his boat kind of like dangling a little bit. All the picture of Noah's ark is all very nice. If I draw a picture of Noah's ark, it's kind of out of shape, square. He has never done the boat before. Yeah. Noah have no crew what was a boat, nor rained. But Noah knew God's voice. That's what we need. Confidence in the Lord. Okay, quickly finish. Bob Jones. Never mind, no time. Okay, read one more. Can you give me 10 minutes? You can see that I'm nervous. Just read one more verse. Revelation 12, verse 11. Revelation 12. How do we overcome? It's a very key verse. They overcome him. Who is him? Satan. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Victory is achieved upon the cross. We need to appropriate the work of the cross. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. It's the second one that I want us to pay attention. What's the second one? How do we overcome Satan? By the word of their testimony. This is not talking about 1 minute salvation sharing. Or you are able to quote a few verses. You have the living understanding of the scripture because you have walked out and worked out your salvation. Philippians 2. That's the reality, the authenticity. Not just, I quote a verse. You quote 10 verses, still no effect. Then you throw your Bible already. Joshua 1 will be very helpful. He's very big. This is not about quoting a scripture. This is about there is a testimony of God working in your life. That living reality and that living understanding. Authority is the result of authenticity. There's no exchange. We can get away. I can get away right now. As we go further down the road, you can't get away. You need real authority. I need real authority. Authority is the result of authenticity. That is the key thing. I know it's a very heavy word. Okay, last one. Bob Jones. Okay, give me 5 minutes. I'm just going to read it. Yeah. it's a vision of the white hot. No, young people, pay attention. It's so important. It's related to this IHOP lifestyle. That's the key thing. And that's where we come up with the term called stay in the river. Stay in the river. I'm going to read since I have no time. On August 8, 1982, in a vision, Bob Jones saw a white horse in the middle of the river that had 4 inches of water in it with rabbit dog on both sides. So get a picture. Okay, it's a vision. There's this river, four inch can drown lah. You know, yeah, no, cannot. Yeah, 4 inch can drown lah. Okay, yeah. He knew that the white. Listen to this, young people, pay attention. He knew that the white horse symbolized the young leaders of a future prayer movement. I believe he has started already. Beginning of the very beginning. Next one. Okay. The dogs in this parable spoke of church leaders who do not see the value of the four heart standard. That means the need to cultivate the IHOP lifestyle. They see it as being extreme, unnecessary. Okay. The white horse stood in the center of the nearly dry riverbed. Okay. It's because, you know why? The riverbed is a symbol of the move of the Holy Spirit power. Right now it's quite dry. There's nothing much happening. It's true. Nothing much yet. That's why we are praying, we are contending, we are staying there. You know, like Acts 2. No, when I say staying there, that doesn't mean that we don't do anything. But primarily, we are tarrying. Like Luke 24, Jesus said, tarry in the city until he send the Holy Spirit. So we are staying there, not primarily not doing anything. I'm also, I tarry longer than you. I tarry since 1989. So man, no, the 4 inch now, slightly 4.5. Yeah, I do see the increase, okay. The white horse stood in the center of the nearly dry riverbed. Bob stood behind it. His assignment, and God is raising up many people too. His assignment was to help the white horse, which is the young leaders, to stay in the middle of the streams as they prepare for a coming flood of the Spirit. Means living out the high hope lifestyle, making ourselves ready for the increase of what? No, high hope lifestyle is very important. High hope lifestyle is more than just prayer. Intercession, holiness, offering, prophetic. That's the key thing. Okay, next one. The preparation was connected to upholding the four heart standard, high hope lifestyle. Joe 2 lifestyle. That is the thing, okay? That's why I keep saying, I can create the environment for you. I can't force you to do it. Another thing, let me tell you, it's not going to get easier. Trust me. It's like, I wait until I'm more time. No. Especially young people, you, let me tell you this. Most of you are in transition. This is the time to settle certain lifestyle. If you don't settle certain lifestyle, you'll never do it. It's like that. If you become a life star, no matter how busy you are, you will still do it. You know, you say, yeah, wait till I'm easier. People always say, I'm in transition, I'm tired, and whatever, wait till I get less tired. I live long enough. You don't get less tired. You don't get less busy. You have to cultivate that lifestyle. That is the key thing. I mean, this long enough, you know. I was so thankful to Alice who told me that if you don't schedule 1 hour to pray, you will never do it. If you only do it, if you feel led by the Spirit. And because of that, every day, I would do that 1 hour of prayer. That's the key thing. No matter how busy I am, I would do it because it has become my lifestyle. It's like you're addicted. You know, you don't do it. It's like today, didn't do anything. I take my pill, you know, the pill of prayer. That is the key thing. Stay in the river. Because you're not going to, by tomorrow, you know, today, faith have one ball to juggle. You know, maybe more ball. Lah. Tomorrow, there'll be another ball. Actually, tomorrow, more than another ball. He has Gareth Chu. He has Gareth Chu's family. Then you go, no. You will never have less ball. You always have more balls. Trust me. If you don't lock in that schedule and you cultivate the lifestyle, you have to wait till you are freer. There's no such thing as you are freer. But there's a such thing about you schedule. You put in the time. That is the key. No, they say, Kenjo, are you saying all this so that you can have more people in the prayer meeting? No, it's not about me. Even no one come, I still come and pray. I'm praying for myself first. I'm praying for the glory of God to come. But it's for yourself, for myself. We are contending. That's the key. I'm not looking. I mean, if I'm looking for attendance, I quit long time ago. I quitted long time ago. Even fasting, you know. I fast, not because you fast or you don't fast. I fast because I'm fasting firstly for myself. That's the key thing. Stay in the river. Now Bob Jones is going to speak. No, it sounds like he's coming up. Bob James, he died already. If he speak now, then we all will flip and die. Okay, no. Okay. Yeah, sounds like inviting him to come. Okay. From Bob's word, you know, on August 8, 1982, I was sitting on my back porch interceding. Okay, some of y'all may not understand back porch. We all don't have back porch. Because Singapore house, no back porch. Suddenly, the Lord appeared and said, Bob, the white horse is coming. He's referring to the young people. This is the group that I will use. And then Bob said this, I saw young people in these visions. The Lord said, look at them real close. I want you to know that I love them. That's why I remember this year, or rather last year, I asked you to pray two verses for yourself. Isaiah 62, verse 4 and 5. I am Hephzibah, the Lord likes me. He delights in me. Another one, Song of Songs 8, verse 6. Set the seal upon my heart, upon my heart. Keep doing it. Until that become a reality, now three, including Jeremiah 32, verse 27. I just read all that, but yeah. The Lord wants you to know that He loves you. That's the key thing. Continue, no time. Bob said, the Lord told him, I'm setting people, grumpy old voice now come in. I'm setting people behind them to watch their backs so that the mad dogs don't go back and tell your pastor you're mad dogs or whatever. Okay, no. No, not all are bad. Okay, so no. Okay. A lot of times, so not that they are bad, just that they don't understand. We have to pray for them too. So that they also will jump into the river. Then the river, the inches go up because more people in the river. Okay. Yeah. I'm setting people behind them to watch their backs so that the mad dogs do not bite them. Listen to this. Keep that white horse in the middle of the stream where the mad dogs cannot bite them. Then the Lord said, just keep them in the stream and I will do the rest. The only thing I can nag at you, stay in the river. Stay in the river. You say, oh, so boring. It's the Lord that is going to do something in your heart. It's got nothing to do with the house, the music. All this, we are facilitating. I share with the young people, you know, when you come together, if you expect God to touch you, one day He will touch you. If you come, it's going to be boring. Joel Cole is going to lead the worship. It's going to be boring anyway. He doesn't lead, so I use him as an example. Joel is going to lead the worship. I'm going to sing. Kei Chong is going to sing. So today is going to be a bad day. If you come expect, something will happen. That's the biblical promise. Anyway, you need to come. So don't waste that time. No, sit there complaining. Just come. And just expect, okay. God said, I will do the rest. I was to lead, this Bob Jones word, I was to lead the horse into the middle of the dry stream. It was a stream that centuries ago had much water. Talking about the flow of the Spirit, the movement. God is going to do it again. That's Joel 2 revival. We just need to stay there and pray and prepare ourselves so that we become that vessel that has no mixture. God can pour out His Spirit with no measure. Next one. Bob said, a rabid dog is one that is mad. Mad dog, actually this one, maybe I wouldn't read. Okay, because a bit, let me go to the next one. Bob said, the Lord said, I will send people, grumpy old man like me, okay, I will send people with the spirit of prophecy and understanding to keep this white horse in the middle of the stream because one day the rain will surely come. The Lord put a rein in my hand and said, when they go to one side or the other side of the river, pull on that rein. God, give these people whatever revelation that was needed to keep them in the middle of the stream, to get them back in faith with expectancy and to keep them looking to Jesus for answer. Stay in the river. Stay in the river. I'm going to just read finish. The Lord was warning me that we must be true to the four heart standard and not minimize them. If I did, If I did not, it would result in unnecessary harm and turmoil to many young people. Stay in the river. No, don't do IHOP. Be IHOP. Don't do prayers. Pray. Don't do worship. Worship. Don't do Joe 2. Cultivate the Joe 2 lifestyle. That's what it is about. Amen? I'm going to end just saying this, just quickly. Again, Mike's word, it always brings sobriety to my heart. Many have said yes. Not many have done it. Many have said yes. Not many. I don't assume that I will make it or say yes. That keeps me on my toe. Yeah. Many have said yes. Not many have done it. And the same word, the Lord said, tell them that they are not ready. I pray, I hope 14 years from now, the Lord will say, they are ready. They are ready. Amen? Let me say a prayer. Lord, I ask that, will you cause your word to mark our heart, Lord? I thank you even for these 2 months where you brought us back. Bring us into remembrance of the very story that you have written even unto us for this house and for these generations. God, I ask that may you give revelation and understanding to everyone so that we will see and we may understand that is the reality that so mark our heart that we will say yes and run with you all the days of our life. We thank you even for your word. We thank you that there will be grace. We say yes even to the very people that you so desire to raise up even in such a time as this. I bless you. I bless you with greater clarity. I bless you with greater revelation so that you see. I bless you with greater understanding. May the Lord stir your heart and may the Lord cause you even to respond, align in accordance to the way that he so desires. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.